Om Shanti. Very fortunate to have Dr. Gupta here. He's a cardiologist, famous cardiologist. And everything which he does in order to remove the block through exercises, through meditation, through the food. And so he will going to tell us a lot of things about that, plus the health part of it. And I am very interested to hear what he is saying, so I am present here. So you will pay attention to listen to him, and then you will find that what a great wisdom you are going to get, which you can use for yourself and you can advise someone else too. So
Om Shanti. So how are you? So we'll have some deliberations on spiritual and physical well-being through Raja Yoga meditation. Now what is health? I just revise for you. Many of you may be already knowing what is health. WHO's definition of health is, health is a state of complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being. So health, when we talk about health, it is not only physical well-being, but also mental well-being, the social well-being, and the, since 97, this new word was added, spiritual well-being. And not just the absence of disease or infirmity. So this is the definition of health, given by WHO, World Health Organization. The same WHO, in 1977, there was a meeting of health planners from all over the world, from all the countries, and they had planned, that was in Almaty, that is Kazakhstan, they had planned a program, Health for All by 2000 AD. It was a well-structured program, a well-designed program, where billions of dollars were invested, and 2000 is over, isn't it? Are we healthy? Have we become healthy? What do you think? Yes? Some are saying yes. Are you sure when you are saying healthy? Because health means all the four aspects of health. Physical health, mental health, social health and spiritual health. And let us see today what is the status of physical health today. We'll see all the four types of health. What is the status today, 2010? According to different surveys, it has been seen, when we talk about physical health, today in any of the cities in the world, in India, like Mumbai, Delhi, Ahmedabad, wherever you go, or in different parts of the world, like UK, London, or France, Paris, Tokyo, US, UK, New York, or any city you take. The approximate number of people who suffer from hypertension is 30%, adults. 30% of adults, that is more than 20 years of age, suffer from high blood pressure. Right? If I just take the blood pressure of all of you, just now, almost every third person will be suffering from high blood pressure. You may not be aware that you have high blood pressure. Recently a survey was done in Delhi in the school children, 10th to 12th class students, and it was surprising to all of us that 14% children were found to be having high blood pressure. So almost 30% people have high blood pressure. Heart disease. Heart disease means people who develop angina or heart attacks. In 1960, in India, it was only 1% of population. That is, out of 100, only 1% used to get heart disease, and that too after 70 years of age. But today, what is the status? In 2010, about 15% of the population, adult population, suffers from heart disease. Previously it used to be high class people. It was a status symbol to have heart disease. But today, even people who are illiterate, who never gone to the school, who are rich or poor, even farmers, laborers, they are also getting heart attacks. So anyone who has a heart can get a heart attack today. Only people without heart will not get heart attack. So anyone here without heart? Yes? Anyone without heart? No? Everyone has a heart. Because the heart disease is increasing day by day. As the stress is increasing, it's a lifestyle disease, it is a stress-related disease, it is increasing day by day. Diabetes. About 10% of population is having diabetes in India. Obesity or overweight, about 40% people are overweight. 40% people are overweight in India. These are Indian figures. It's much more in US. Respiratory problems, 10% people having asthma or smoke related problems. Acidity, acid peptic disease. Every fourth person has acidity. Bone problems, having bone problems means pain in the bones, knee joints, back pain, neck pain. Otherwise the bone becomes softer. 20% people have the osteoporosis, that is bone problems. 10% people have skin problems. 10% people have eye and ENT problems. Cancers, about 5% people suffer from cancers, different types of cancers in the body. Headache, 10%. Infections of various types, 10%. And hormonal problems like thyroid problem, about 5% people. So in fact today, 100 people have 200 diseases. So that is the health today. So average, one person has two problems. This is about the physical problems and then mental problems, mental health. Depression. 10% people are depressed. Like it may be, you know, from our children, college students, young people, old people, people from all the age groups now are having depression and it is increasing day by day. Insomnia, not able to get sleep, sound sleep. About 10% people are having the sleep problem. They have to take sleeping tablets to get sleep. Anxiety. Almost everyone in this world today has anxiety. He or she is anxious about future. What will happen? Anger. No one wants to be angry. But everyone gets anger. Why? Does anger help you in any way, in solving problems, having good relationships, getting your work fast? Then why we get angry? Recently there was a study and it showed that one episode of anger, you know, the effect lasts for 72 hours in the body. It leads to mechanisms, a cascade of mechanisms in the body. So they affect your judgment power for next 72 hours. Your heart is prone to develop heart attack 3 times more than normal for next 3 days. Your digestion power decreases for next 3 days. And your excretion power, kidneys function, that also becomes poor for next 3 days. So, does anger help us? It does not. Laziness, ego, attachment, fear. So disease basically means constancy of fear. When the fear is constant inside your consciousness, then you become ill, then you become diseased. Cynicism, finding fault with the others, hostility, revengeful behavior, and type A behavior. Type A behavior is one where the person feels pressurized by time, work and your own habits. such a person is competitive, aggressive, perfectionist by nature. Social health: hatred, jealousy, competitiveness, thefts, dacoities, rapes and murders. So this is the status of social health. While on social health, we should have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. But instead of that, people are having these type of mental, spiritual health, identity crisis. Everywhere people are fighting, even in the house or in the workplace. Everyone is having ego. So that's why there is identity crisis, communal riots and terrorism in the name of religions. Basically, terrorism is a spiritual health crisis. If we would have known, we teach our school and college students that we are beings, not the bodies, and we are sons and daughters of the same father, then we can get rid of terrorism. And what is happiness? Yes, anyone? Laughter and happiness is same or some different? Different? Internationally accepted definition of happiness is: happiness is an inner state of being and it comes from inner satisfaction and contentment. It is an internal thing. When you are satisfied, then you feel happy. It comes from inside. Because happiness comes from purity of mind and intellect. If your mind and intellect is pure, then only you can be happy. If you are getting impure thoughts, you cannot be happy. If you have peace, only then you can be happy. If you are having peaceless thoughts in the mind, then you cannot be happy. Truthfulness: if you are truthful, only then you can be happy. If you are fearless, only then you can be happy. Today everyone has fear. That's why people are not happy. Power of tolerance: if you have power of tolerance, only then you can be happy. Otherwise, today people get happiness for a few minutes. When someone praises them, they become happy. When they are being praised, they are being looked after well, they are happy. And when someone criticizes them, they just suddenly become very sad. So, but that's not the way to live. If someone who has power of tolerance, they will remain happy in whatever circumstances, good or bad. Easy nature: a person with easy nature can remain happy all the time. But people who do not have this nature, they want this and that to be happy, they can never be happy. Sweetness: people who speak sweetly, behave sweetly with others, they are the happy people, right? Large-heartedness: people who have got a big heart, not this heart big, but people who are, you know, otherwise large-hearted. They can accommodate people, you can accommodate others. Those are happy people. Empathy, compassion: people with compassionate people are happy. Love: people who have got spiritual love, selfless love, they are happy. See, selfish, today in the world we have selfish love. Depression is increasing day by day because of selfish love. Sacrifice: when we sacrifice something, we feel happy, satisfaction, contentment. So this is where we get happiness. Today, more than 95% diseases are stress related. They are because of stress, they are because of tension. They are also called psychosomatic. Psychosomatic means, psyche means mind, soma means body. That means they first come to the mind, then come to the body. All these problems: hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, backache, acidity, asthma, joint pains, headache, migraine, almost no, name a disease. Every disease is psychosomatic. First it comes to the mind, then it comes to the body. So what is the solution? What should we do? Today, after making a lot of researches, people have come to realize that human being is not only body. It is something, all the scientists of the world today accept this, that human being is not only body. Human being is a continuum of spiritual, mental and physical energy. Physical energy comes from four things: food, proper food. When you're tired, you take proper food, you feel energy, right? You feel powerful. From walk, and have little walk, you'll feel fresh. Third is sleep. You get good sleep, You're tired, you get go for good sleep, 3 to 4 hours, you'll become fresh. And fourth is medicines. Suppose you are having headache, take a tablet, headache will come down and you will feel happy. Blood pressure, high blood pressure, take a tablet, blood pressure will come down, you will feel healthy. So, physical energy comes from four things: proper food, proper exercise, proper sleep and proper medicines, right? And but only physical energy is not good enough. Mental energy is also important. What is mental energy? Mental energy is team. Team means T for thoughts, E for emotions, A for attitudes, M for memories. So it's memories, attitudes, emotions and thoughts. So it has got four aspects. So if your team is positive, your thoughts are positive, emotions are positive, attitudes are positive, memories are positive, they give you mental energy. Right? Your mind, that is positive mind. When your mind is positive, you feel light. Right? When your mind is negative, what happens? You feel heavy. Today my mind is so heavy that I cannot get up from the bed. So when your mind is negative, you feel heavy. Right? When your mind is positive, you feel like flying. You know? So it all depends on thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. Right? You get one positive memory, nice sweet memory, you feel so light, so pleasant. So you feel like running, you feel like dancing. Right? You get one negative memory, you feel like collapsing. Right? And then spiritual energy. What is spiritual energy? Spiritual energy is seven energies which are being released by the soul. Right? All the time. This is what makes the body function. It's a spiritual energy. The soul is a point of energy. Soul is a point of light and might and keeps on releasing seven energies. And these energies are, this is the formula is KP square low high blood pressure. Right? So you can remember the sequence of seven energies. K for knowledge. So this knowledge leads to purity. Once you get this knowledge, this is being released from here and it is going to each cell of the body. Body has got 70,000 billion cells and this message is going to each cell of the body. I am here, I am the soul, son of the supreme soul. My all connections are with him. He is my father, he is my mother, he is my teacher, he is my preceptor, he is my brother, he is my friend, he is my lover, whatever, beloved or whatever you may say. He is my surgeon. So whatever has happened till now is good, whatever is happening is good and whatever will happen will be very good. So this leads to purity of mind. And once your mind is pure, then you feel peaceful. If mind is impure, if mind is not pure, the purity is not there, then you cannot feel peace. What is peace? Less number of thoughts. So normally we get 15 thoughts in a minute. But during meditation, you are able to decrease the number of thoughts. That's why it becomes you feel peace. And that is because of purity of mind. Right? Number of thoughts decrease, you feel peace. Peace leads to love. Love leads to happiness. Happiness leads to bliss. And bliss leads to powers. Right? So this is a sequence of seven energies. They are coming in sequence from the soul and they are going to each cell of the body. That is how this body is functioning. So, in a sense, human being is a continuum of spiritual, mental and physical energy. A person with right type of physical energy, right type of mental energy and right type of spiritual energy is called a human being. And what is health? Health is a dynamic process of harmony in flow of spiritual, mental and physical energy. It's a dynamic process. And there is a harmony between three energies. And why it is dynamic process? Because anything in this, out of the three, anything goes wrong, our health becomes bad. So anything happening during the whole day, in any of the three energies, spoils your health. So as per your thought patterns, what type of thought patterns, if you have positive thought patterns, your health changes. Also with negative thought patterns, your health changes. Body is made up of 70,000 billion cells. And in each cell, about 100,000 reactions occur in 1 second. You can imagine 100,000 reactions occurring in 1 second in one cell. That means whatever toxins are formed in the cell, and they are washed out also within a second. And how much is 1 second? This is 1 second. So 100,000 reactions occurring, and all the toxins also washed out. But when you are angry, you have anxiety, you are under pressure of time, you are worried, you have fear, what happens? More thoughts, thought pattern, this thing, the reaction, number of reactions will increase to 125,000 in a second. And then the body is not able to wash those toxins. And that is what leads to dis-ease. Those toxins, extra toxins in the body cells, that leads to dis-ease in that particular group of cells. And that leads to disease in that group of cells or in that organ of the body. This is how the disease starts in the body. So what we should do? See, in spite of so much of money being spent the world over, I have already shown you how the health is deteriorating. Physical health is deteriorating. Mental health is going down. This is spiritual health. Hardly less than 1% people know about spirituality. Everyone talks about spirituality, but only very few people know about spirituality in the real essence. So, we have come out with this program, we call it three-dimensional healthcare. And the very first principle of this concept is self-responsibility. Because healthy word comes from two words, heal plus die. That means heal thyself or heal yourself. It means that you are responsible for your own health. There is only one person in this whole world, on the whole planet, who can look after your health. And who is that? Yes? There is only one person in this universe who can look after your health. Who is that? Yourself, right? Doctors are not responsible for your health. Your family members are not responsible. Even God is also not responsible for your health. Baba is responsible for your health? How many of you feel that Baba is responsible for your health? Raise your hands. One. Only one. And how many of you feel that you are responsible for your health? Everyone. Some people are not raising hand in anything. They are confused. They are not sure. See, basically, that is the most important thing. I take the responsibility in my hand to heal myself, right? I am the only one on this planet who can heal myself. So, you have to ask yourself every second, when you're getting angry, are you healing yourself or damaging yourself? Yes? Damaging. When you're in hurry, pressure of time, pressure of work, are you healing or damaging? Damaging, right? When you have anxiety, fear, you're damaging. When you're eating fried foods, are you healing or damaging? Damaging, right? Huh? When you're taking fruits, you are healing. Vegetables, salads, you are healing. Smiling, healing. When you're happy, you're meditating, you're peaceful, healing, right? So you have to ask yourself again and again. You're walking in silence, healing. Sleeping at the right time, getting up at the right time, healing, right? Taking on medicines at proper time, healing. Missing your medicines, damaging, right? So you have to ask yourself at every second. Self-awareness. Then if I have to heal myself, then I need to know who am I. Who is going to heal whom? This Hindi word or Ayurveda word is swast, which means Swa means inner self or soul, and Stha means conscious. So healthy means inner self conscious or soul conscious. And ever healthy means always soul conscious. This is what Baba says in the Muralis also, that healthy means soul conscious. And multidimensional approach. Human being is not one dimensional. In today's world, we are treating human beings as one dimensional beings. Only we are treating the bodies. Doctors are treating only the body. Doctors are not being taught about the, in the medical colleges also, medical schools, they are not being taught about the mind and the soul. They are only being taught about the body. And all the researches going on in the world, in the field of medicine, are on the body. There is nothing being done about the mind or the soul. There is no medicine to treat anger. Is there any medicine available? You take a tablet and anger disappears? Yes? Is there any medicine that you take a tablet and fear disappears? There is no medicine in this world. So, multidimensional approach, to heal thyself, one needs self-empowerment, and empowerment comes from true knowledge. And true knowledge comes from God. And God gives true knowledge in the form of information, education and counseling, first about Himself, then about the soul, then about the mind, and then about the body. So God gives all this knowledge, and then when we harmonize all the three energies, spiritual, mental and physical energy, then we can enjoy ever healthy and ever happy life. And this is human being word has come from two words. Humus, human word has come from humus, which is a Latin word, and humus means soil, and being means life force or soul. So human being consists of two things, soil and soul. Who am I? Soil or soul? Soul. Because see the difference between the two words is soil and soul, I and you. When you become soil conscious, you get I-ness and my-ness, which leads to body consciousness, role consciousness or material consciousness, and soul consciousness leads to universal consciousness or spiritual consciousness. So when your outer self conscious, that is body conscious, role conscious or material conscious, all these three things are unstable. Body is unstable, role is unstable. Role means I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a very experienced person, I am very rich. So this role is unstable. Material, whatever you possess, is also unstable. Today it is there with you, tomorrow it may not be there with you. That leads to insecurity, and this insecurity, this unstability, or body, role and material consciousness, leads to ego, lust, anger, greed and attachments. And they in turn lead to various other mental tendencies, which is like, ego leads to type A behavior, that is feeling pressurized all the time by work and time and your own habits. Perfectionist, competitive, aggressive, jealousy. Lust leads to laziness and carelessness. Anger leads to cynicism and hostility. Greed leads to suspicious and assuming behavior. And attachment leads to anxiety and fear. And in turn, these 10 tendencies lead to hundreds of negative mental tendencies. So all the time, 5 vices and negative tendencies. And that is why a human being feels stressed. Because all the negative tendencies, number of thoughts is increased very fast. The thoughts become very fast. Whenever negative thoughts are there, the speed becomes fast. Normally we get 15 thoughts in a minute. But when we are infested by the vices or negative tendencies, number of thoughts increase. When you have 15 thoughts in a minute, it's called a beta rhythm. But then you become beta plus and super beta. And more than 45 thoughts in a minute leads to madness, like schizophrenia or deep depression. And here with anger, greed, like when you get 20 thoughts, you feel worry, you feel anxiety and fear. 30 thoughts, you feel irritated. 35 thoughts, you feel angry. 40 thoughts, you become enraged, and 45% goes mad. Right? So this is how as the number of thoughts increase, that leads to stress. There is a chaos inside. And many studies have shown mood decides your food. There are about 100 types of moods have been studied, and they have found different type of tendencies to have those foods during those moods. Like when you are feeling bitter inside, bitter in the mind, then you go for like to get take sweets, even if you are diabetic. Right? If you feel very dry inside, dry means you feel like, you know, there's no one talking to me, no one interacts with me properly, everyone neglects me, then you like to go for fried foods, oily foods. And when you're feeling very boring inside, then you go for hot and spicy foods. Similarly, lots of different behaviors have been studied, and so stress leads to, then person is compelled to take wrong foods, and such people eat to live. Live to eat, right? They are always thinking about that today evening we are going to get this, today we are going to get ice cream, today we are going to get samosas, you know. These people also must be knowing about samosa, Indian samosa. They love it? They love it. Okay. So, you know, people just thinking about food, what type, because they get happiness from the food. And these people do not exercise, or they do wrong exercises. They go to the gyms and do too much exercise, and suddenly they can, you know, because of unaccustomed exercise, they become ill instead of getting health. And these are the, because of wrong, very increased number of thoughts, they don't get proper sleep. And that is why these people always are at dis-ease and unhappy. So outer self-consciousness leads to stress, wrong food, wrong exercise, wrong sleep, and addictions also. These people then go for addictions. Like, you know, to decrease the stress, they go for smoking, they go for alcohol, they go for drugs. And that is how their life becomes like hell. On the other hand, if you are inner self-conscious or soul-conscious, what happens? It is soul-consciousness is stable. You feel foolproof security. And there are 7 energies which are coming out from the soul all the time. And these are knowledge, as I told you, purity, peace, and power. And when your inside is full of these 7 energies, they are manifested in action, in the workplace, as values. Because these 7 energies combine inside to produce values in action. Like 3 primary colors, like blue, yellow and red, they combine to give 150 secondary colors. Similarly, like knowledge, purity, peace, love, you get the truthfulness, right? Similarly, different combinations of these 7 energies, they give to truthfulness, fearlessness, humility, tolerance, contentment, concentration, determination, patience, etc. And so many other values. There are at least 56 values. So when a person totally is consciousness, in the consciousness is full of these energies and values, person feels stress free. Number of thoughts decrease. Like when you are churning knowledge and you have taken a pledge that I'll remain pure, what will happen? Number of thoughts come down from 15 to 8. You start feeling some peace inside. When number of thoughts come down to 6, you feel love. You start realizing inside. You start liking people. Then when number of thoughts comes down to 4, A, B, C, D, then you start feeling super sensuous joy, happiness. When number of thoughts come down to only 2, A and B, that is Atma and Baba, myself and my Baba, then you start feeling bliss. And when you have only 1 thought, Baba, then you feel like Master Almighty stage. Right? So this is how these 7 energies, and that leads to values. So you start feeling stress-free, there is no chaos inside, and then you have proper food. The food which heals you. Healthy food. You go for the food. You just take the food to live. You know, you take the food, minimum possible food, a real food which is healthy, to sort of make you sort of complete your work or whatever. At the right time, right food, right at the right time. proper exercise, because you get up, you get good sleep, and even 4 hours sleep is good enough for you, or 6 hours sleep is good enough for you, because you get delta sleep and you get very good quality sleep, and you can get up early and go for exercise. And that is what makes you healthy and happy. So this is what stress, the formula is, stress is equal to pressures divided by inner strength. When this ratio is more than 1, then you feel stressed. Pressures can be internal or external, and they may not be modifiable. Internal pressures can be your nature. You are a short-tempered person, you are a very sensitive person, you are an emotional person. You have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have some problem in the leg, which may not be modifiable immediately. But one thing is modifiable, that is inner strength. Inner strength is strength of the inner self, soul. You can increase to any extent and then you will never be stressed. And this inner strength can be increased by ABCD, as I told you, Atma, Baba, connection and Rama. So keep on churning this again and again, keep on realizing this, keep on experiencing this, you will have lot of inner strength. And this is how the soul nourishes various organ systems. Through the mind, these 7 energies go through the mind. And what is mind? As I told you, team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. If your team is positive, it facilitates the flow of energy to the body cells. You have got 8 organ systems in the body. One is the brain, 5 sense organs, immune system, respiratory system, that is lungs, cardiovascular system, digestive system, endocrine system, musculoskeletal system and excretory system. 8 systems. Each requires all the 7 energies, but one energy is very special to one system. Like for the heart, it is love. For the lungs, it is peace. For the brain, it is knowledge. For the immune system, it is purity. For the muscles, it is the bone. It is the bones, it is the powers. So similarly, for the digestive system, it is happiness. Now, so this is the concept of soul, mind, body medicine. Here I must tell you that now we have realized, now various studies have come, that why we should do Amrit Vela. Why we should do Amrit Vela? Why not at 6 a.m. instead of 4 a.m.? Anyone knows about that? Like Baba says, get up early in the morning and do Amrit Vela meditation. Why? It's very quiet in the morning. But what is the scientific reason behind it? Yes? Yes? Can you say it a little loudly? Hormones. Yeah. So this is recently there was a study that was in 2003. One study was published in the journal Science. You must have a very, very famous journal Science. And it says that if between 4 to 5 a.m. you can enjoy 20 minutes of bliss. 20 minutes of bliss, then the hormones from the hypothalamus, pituitary and pineal gland. There are about 18 hormones which come out from these 3 glands in the morning hours. Then there is a harmonious release of all these 18 hormones in the morning hours. They are connected with the bliss. So 20 minutes of bliss in the morning hours between 4 to 5 can lead to harmonious release of 18 hormones. That is the first pulse in the morning. We call it early morning pituitary surge. All the college students, medical college students are taught about this. But no one remembers after when they are doing practice. So, if you can do this, and how you can get bliss? You can enjoy bliss only when there is a connection between soul and supreme soul. Atma and Baba. Right? So that 20 minutes lost in that consciousness, only 2 thoughts. Atma, I am a soul, son of supreme soul. You just get absorbed in that consciousness for 20 minutes. That is, out of 45 minutes, you should be absorbed for 20 minutes in bliss. Then you will get harmonious release of hormones. And in those 20 minutes, you will see that the next 24 hours, all the problems will come down. Blood pressure, diabetes, and so on. Sure. I'm just It will be over very soon. Now, once you have this, get this, so what happens during Amrit Vela meditation? You get, because Supreme Soul, God is, Baba is ocean of seven energies, right? And during meditation, you get all the seven energies here. Then how they will traverse to the body, body cells, all the seven energies, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers, they go through the mind. And mind has to be positive. What is mind? Team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. And there is a mechanism here in the body, that adrenal gland, there are two adrenal glands, one on the right side, one on the left side. And there is a release of adrenal hormones, we call it cortisol, at 8 a.m. from the adrenal glands. That depends on whatever team you had up to 8 a.m. That means whatever type of thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories you have practiced up to 8 a.m. that will decide the amount of cortisol being released by the adrenal glands. If you have too much of thoughts, that means negative thoughts will have fast speed, too much thoughts, too much emotions, negative emotions coming, negative attitude, negative memories, what will happen? There will be release of lot of cortisol, adrenal hormone. Then once there is a lot of release of hormone, this cortisol hormone, then throughout the day you will feel, what you will feel? You will feel, yes, what you will feel? You will feel pressure of time, pressure of work, irritated, anger, without any sort of someone provoking you. Automatically you will get inside. The speed of thoughts will become more. Then you need not get angry, you will automatically get anger. So whatever you do up to 8 a.m. decides the whole day. Like in the morning, if you charge your mobile properly, then throughout the day you can be peaceful. You can talk to people nicely, nice battery. Otherwise, if your battery is not charged, you start talking, it says low battery, low battery, low battery, right? Same thing is happening with us. If you are not careful up to 8 a.m, then throughout the day we get a sign, low battery, low battery. I cannot tolerate, right? So that is what we should do. So up to 8 a.m, remain in silence and practice. And from 7 to 8, listen to Murli. Because what is Murli? Murli is 100% positive team. Murli is 100% positive thoughts, 100% positive emotions, 100% positive attitudes and 100% positive memories. Am I right? How many of you agree with this? Raise your hands. Good. So we all need, that is what the meaning of Murli is. So give priority to Murli. Keep on churning Murli up to 8 a.m. You are taking bath, you are taking brushing, you are shaving, whatever you are doing. Keep on churning Baba's knowledge. Be in that remembrance up to 8. So 4 to 8 is a charging time. If you can do that, then you forget about the day. Automatically you will remain in remembrance, you will be full of energy. Then, now energy has, if your mind is positive, so you made your mind positive, energy has come to the physical body. Then how this through the physical body it will go out? Only if you take proper diet. We call it sattvic diet. What is sattvic diet? Fruits, vegetables, salads, sprouts, milk, simple chapati and sabji. That is called as sattvic diet. Pure sattvic diet. Cooked in meditation with pure thoughts. What is rasic diet? All the fried foods are rasic diet. All the fried foods, you know, paratha, pakoda, samosas and all these sweets and all, they make you lazy, feel lazy and careless. Sattvic means which increases seven energies. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. And tamasic is which makes you, you know, those negative tendency activity will increase. Heart rate will increase, BP will increase, irritation will increase. These are non-vegetarian foods. Even garlic has been shown to do this. Onion has been shown to do this. There are studies to prove this. The jam and canned foods have been shown to do this. Right? So this is sattvic diet and proper exercise. Having a morning walk after sunrise, about 40 minutes, brisk walk. And what is brisk walk? 110 steps in a minute. In 1 minute, 110 steps. With that speed, walk for about 40 minutes. And proper sleep. Sleep at 10, get up at 4. Before going to bed, audit your day. Baba had given us homework last time on 31st of March that before going to bed, you write down whatever you have done during the whole day and give it to me. So give your pota mail, you know, Baba says. Give your account to Baba. And then you will get very good quality sleep. Because up to 12, you should complete one cycle of sleep. That is up to 12 means, that means you have to sleep at 10, 2 hours cycle. In the first cycle, you get 10 minutes of dream. In the second cycle, 12 to 2, you get 30 minutes of dream. And from 2 to 4, you get 50 minutes of dream. And someone sleeps from 4 to 6, he will get 90 minutes of dream. And those dreams you will remember. 4 to 6 dreams you remember. And you usually get terrible dreams, fearful dreams. Up to 4, whatever dreams you get, you don't remember it. Okay, because, and I have told you already that 4 to 6, there is a release of hormones from the pituitary gland. So if you are having fearful dreams, then those tension hormones comes out. And then throughout the day you are in tension. So this is the way. So proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep and proper use of medicines. So if you do this, 4 a.m. meditation, up to 8 you are charging yourself and take proper diet during the day, have proper exercise, proper sleep and proper use of medicines. Then the energy comes out, all the 7 energies come out from the body and they assemble around your body and that makes your aura. Okay, so this is what Rajyoga means. Rajyoga is the science of art of harmonizing and art of harmonizing spiritual, mental and physical energy through connection with the ultimate source of spiritual energy for enjoying ever healthy and ever happy life. So this is what Rajyoga means. So through Rajyoga you can enjoy a really spiritual and physical well-being life, right? And so this is what we do. Spiritual care, be natural, whatever we do. You're talking on the phone, working in the house, teaching or wherever you are. Be soul conscious, not body, role or material conscious. So I'm a knowledgeful soul, I'm a pure soul, I'm a peaceful soul, loveful, happy soul, powerful soul. Practice Rajyoga meditation between 4 to 4:45 to harmonize early morning pituitary surge. Enjoy a blissful stage. The essence is blissful stage. Amrit, just getting up in the Amrit Vela is not enough. Coming here is not enough. You have to enjoy a blissful stage. Next is mental care. Have positive team. Observing silence up to 8 a.m. Listening and churning of jewels of knowledge from 7 to 8 to harmonize adrenal surge. And this is the physical care. Sattvic diet, exercise and sleep. Eat natural. Be in the lap of nature. Have morning walk with sunrise. Evening stroll with sunset. Chew your food properly. Have more vegetable salads. Sleep at 10, get up at 4. And have proper use of medicine. So this is how we... And I just show you some... Like with Rajyoga meditation, we have been able to show open the blocks also. I just take you to the last slide. How the blocks which get blocked... You know, the people who come to us with blocks, they have been advised bypass surgery, angioplasties. When they come to us, see this. A 80% block has opened up with Rajyoga meditation, diet and exercise. And this such a operation needs 2 lakh of rupees. But with Rajyoga meditation, it opens up with this practice without any penny. A long block from here, a 100% block also opens up. A 100% block has opened up. Multiple blocks all have opened up. A block here, 80 and 90% block has opened up. This person had two heart attacks. So this heart had got enlarged. 30% ejection fraction. Normally 60%. It was 30% in this case. And when this repeat angiogram was done, it became 45%. What you achieve by stem cell therapy, even better than that can be achieved by Rajyoga meditation. 80% block opened up. A 20% ejection fraction after heart attack. And then it became 50% after normal. See, you can see all the valves have been reconstructed by Rajyoga meditation. 100% block has opened up. And person who do not follow this program properly, who do not do Rajyoga meditation properly, do not follow the diet program properly, exercise, their blocks increase. Blocks increase, right? Like similarly, another patient with 100% block here has opened up. See, the whole artery has opened up. So in a sense, again, be natural, spiritual care, eat natural, mental care, have positive team, remain in silence up to 8, never miss your murli from 7 to 8, and eat natural, be in the lap of nature, have proper sleep, proper use of medicines. Om Shanti. Let's have 2 minutes of meditation, then we can... Did you come? Will you come? Have you understood? Good.
Om Shanti. So we just informed Dr. Satish Gupta just one day ago for the class, and he was very ready to accommodate us, and so we should give a big hand. Thank you very much for sparing your time, and we will see if there is another opportunity. We will invite him to be with us again. Thank you very much. So we'll have meditation until 7:30. Those of you who are sitting, you are sitting there for the headphone? Yeah, okay. So we'll have meditation until 7:30, and then some announcements.